Yeah, I suppose any day we go out in the field, we think we have a very good chance of beating them. So nothing's changed for us really. We still think the same, and we'll let it Antrim in 2 weeks' time. We feel we can progress there, or let it be whoever in a month's time, whatever stage in the championship. We think we'll have a great opportunity of winning that game.
A lot of you have All-Ireland medals in the bag, obviously, and I suppose a lot of players from that have moved on since. But I suppose people maybe not giving you the fair crack of the whip in the sense that there's a lot of you still around your mid-20s. So from that, you would think there should be a lot more to come.
Yeah, I think we just concentrate on ourselves. We don't let the outside noise kind of really affect us. But we're just, as you say, a lot of us have won a lot of things with Donegal. But these young lads have won a lot of stuff too, underage with Donegal. So I think there's a good mix there at the minute, and we're just looking forward to the championship getting going.
I suppose people cope in the face of adversity sometimes. We saw Anthony Foley pass on in Munster, and how Munster's season since then has been pretty good. Obviously, there was bad news for Pat Shovlin, a man who's been hugely involved in the setup in the last few years, was involved with the 21s this year as well. Do you take motivation from other sources at times, and can that drive teams on as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's Pat unfortunately got sick there a number of months ago, and it was very sad for us all because Pat was a big friend of ours outside of football and within football itself. So hopefully Pat can make a big recovery, and if we're in an Ulster final or a big some game down the line, we hope to see Pat in the stands and meet him after the game.
AIB, obviously, we're here for the launch of big sponsors of club and county, and for yourselves, obviously, with the club, it's been a mixed few years. How's the outlook from that perspective now as you go forward?
Yeah, listen, we reached our first senior final in 20 whatever years it was last year, and there's big expectations in Kilkenny, but take it with Donegal. We take every game as it comes, and we've Gidor now this weekend in the championship, so we're just looking forward to getting through that.
The big Gaeltacht Rifles, that's a big one to start off with as well. But I suppose I think with the nature of Donegal, you're not out unlike Dublin with just one crack of the whip. You'll have another crack after it at least.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think Dublin's very very cutthroat really. If you're out, have one bad game, you're out. But we'll just take it as it comes, and look forward to a good battle.
Nice to have a game with the club before the county as well. It's nice to mix things up a little bit, but who knows when the next one might be. But it's nice this window in all counties that there's a bit of club action now taking precedence.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to give us a good indication of players as to where we're at, and we're just going to, it'll be a good tester for us, especially with myself, Mark, and Neil McGee. It's going to be a good tussle, so be a good crack too. But hopefully, Neil's sorry going up the gate in townie.
Are you enjoying your football as much now as you were back in that All Ireland win those days? Everyone was talking about Paddy McBurtie. I suppose the baton maybe has been passed on. There's some great young talent coming through as well. Is it easier to enjoy your football now that maybe the focus isn't solely on yourself? Well, not that it was solely on you, but that you were one of the main focuses.
Ah, listen, I've always enjoyed my football. GAA's always been a big part of my life, and it hasn't changed. And I've enjoyed my football now, and the pre-championship buzz is always brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to the championship in 2017.
And finally, Antrim, a team, I suppose, when people look at them, they say, maybe not have much of a chance. They reached their first Ulster final in quite a while a few years ago. That was against yourselves, and nothing's taken for granted in Ulster really. And I know they've struggled, but they've also great talented players.
Yeah, they're very good individual players, and if we don't show up in 2 weeks' time, Antrim of the individual players will punish us. And you never know in Ulster Championship. So we're just going to have to focus on ourselves, make sure we show up with the right mentality, and hopefully get over the line.